Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Monday, the day we introduce our topic for the week. Every week we follow a rhythm that helps us stay in sync as a community, even when we're not together. So every Monday we introduce an idea, every Tuesday we study it in the Bible, every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms our thinking, every Thursday we try to apply and live it out, and Friday we take time for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day off, it's a day of rest. And then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community, and our new Family Room Church service starting October 5th with our grand opening. I hope you can join us there. Visit RedeemerAjax.ca for more info about that. We're just in our second week of this series. It's called Jesus, the Most Interesting Man in the World. It's a new series where we're looking at different aspects of Jesus, different characteristics of his, seeing how they all come together to form a very interesting man. But in our last week of the series, we're going to see the one characteristic that makes all the difference, that shows he's actually much more than just an interesting man. This week we're going to talk about Jesus as a revolutionary, and that may surprise you because for a lot of people in Canadian culture, we're just used to thinking of Jesus as kind of old news. He represents the status quo of Western culture for a lot of people. But believe it or not, the people who were around when Jesus first burst onto the scene actually saw him as something of a rebel, a potential revolutionary. People in Jesus' day probably looked at a man who acted like Jesus and thought he was trying to lead a rebellion to overthrow the Roman government that had been oppressing them. They probably looked at some of the things he did and said and figured that's what he was all about. He wouldn't have been the first. Other people had risen up before, become really popular, claiming to be the Messiah, the chosen one of Israel who was going to save them from their oppressors. Those people had come and gone over the years, and a lot of people were still hoping, of course, that the real Messiah was someday going to come, but I'm sure a lot of other people were learning to tune it out as well. False messiahs come and go. This might just be another one. Another false messiah, another hopeful rebel, who ultimately gets squashed by the government. A lot like the guerrilla movements in South America, the hills of Galilee, not too far from Jerusalem, but still a little bit far enough away to be distinct and to provide a bit of a buffer, were the home to many rebellions. This is the kind of place, the hills of Galilee, where a rebel leader like Jesus might be gathering his troops before marching on Jerusalem. Other false messiahs had done exactly that. They'd gathered a populace around them who would support their ideals to someday march on Jerusalem, kick out all the Romans and institute only the Jewish law. In addition to all this, at least one of Jesus' followers was called Simon the Zealot. He was known to be a zealot. He was known to be one of those people fighting hard against the Roman government. These are the kinds of people that Jesus gathered around him. And he spent his time casting a vision for a new and different kind of world. A vision for a world without a lot of the oppression that the Romans had brought upon his people. These things are all the hallmarks of a revolutionary leader trying to lead a rebellion against the status quo. Even today, all kinds of people like to think of Jesus as a revolutionary leader. The thing is, we're generally thinking of him as leading a revolution in support of our ideals and against the things that we hate, and so that looks different for different kinds of people, of course. A leading socialist in the 1920s said this: "We socialists would have nothing to do if you Christians had continued the revolution begun by Jesus." Well, is that true? Do socialists have the same goals as Jesus, or even overlapping goals? Or is that simply hopeful thinking? Somebody trying to use and co-opt Jesus to support their cause? We're going to look this week at that question of, was Jesus a revolutionary? And we're going to try to examine him on his own terms to see if he was a revolutionary, what kind of a revolutionary was he? Was he a socialist revolutionary? Or was he leading a different kind of revolution? We'll try to see that next day. But first, I've got a question for you to think about and hopefully explore with friends, neighbors, colleagues, coworkers, somebody else in your life who you can discuss our daily challenges with, and hopefully start a little group that meets regularly to do that. Here's your question for today. From what you know about Jesus, what kind of revolutionary vision might he have been casting? What kind of a changed world did he have in mind? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.